You're listening to SBS News.
Faiza Gabrielle hasn't seen her mother in person since June last year.
This is 2 years with the COVID. Maybe I visit my mom 2 times or 3 times. This is 7 months I didn't see my mom.
Mariam Shire has been in an aged care residence since 2017. While it's been tough for the family, Faiza and her husband Allah consider themselves lucky.
It's sad we don't visit mom and we miss her so much.
Yeah,
And even she don't have any more people to visit her. Like, we don't have a relative, just only me and my wife.
Over the summer, the Omicron wave has swept through the sector. Paul Sadler, CEO of Age and Community Services Australia, says the death toll this year alone is tragic.
It's absolutely a crisis. So we have a situation where we have over 500 older people who are residents of aged care who've died since the 1st of January.
The Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, has announced a task force to find some answers.
We are looking to try to get more details about those deaths. It is not an easy thing. The numbers have been challenging in terms of getting detailed information from that situation.
But opposition leader Anthony Albanese says it's not enough.
This is just an extraordinary response. It's the suggestion that the department wasn't looking at those issues, that they had to set up a task force.
But the Omicron variant has only exacerbated problems that experts say have been ongoing. Just this week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison pledged 2 one-off payments of up to $400 for each worker to help retain staff. For those on the front lines, Paul Sadler says it won't fix the underlying issues.
So well before the impact of COVID, we were seeing challenges for us in having staffing availability across aged care. COVID has made that twice as bad.
Major staff shortages have also impacted the effort to get the population boosted. Of about 170,000 aged care residents eligible for a booster, only 125,000 have had their third jab, leaving 26% or 45,000 residents at greater risk. And another 20,000 have either not received a first or second dose. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the reason is hesitancy among residents.
Right across the sector, 99% of facilities that have been visited, with the remaining that facility-based reasons have not been able to accept visits so far. They'll occur over the coming days. And so our approach is to continue to go back.
Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly is predicting case numbers will rise in winter.
There will be more deaths in Australia broadly. But I do expect deaths in aged care and elsewhere in the community over the next few weeks, particularly in elderly people.
Despite hundreds of deaths in just over a month, the Aged Care Services Minister doesn't see the situation as a crisis. Richard Colbeck was answering questions during a COVID committee hearing on Wednesday.
No, I don't accept that it's in complete crisis, Senator. I know it is certainly working very, very hard to manage the impacts, particularly of the Omicron outbreak.
Richard Colbeck's handling of the pandemic has been under scrutiny for over a year. It intensified after it was revealed he attended an Ashes test match last month as the sports minister, instead of fronting a parliamentary COVID committee. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says enough is enough.
Today I'm angry. I'm angry because I've spoken to the families of aged care residents who've had enough. Richard Colbeck must resign today. If Richard Colbeck does not resign today, the Prime Minister should sack him.
It's a demand the opposition has made before, and one the Prime Minister is resisting. Grishani Danji, SBS News.